minute, Crossfade.
The Daily Talk Show.
A conversation sometimes worth recording. With Josh Jensen and Tommy Jacket.
Episode 118 of the Daily Talk Show.
What is happening?
We're currently on, is it North Road?
No, we're currently on Glen Huntly Road. This is our first episode while driving.
Yeah, it's all safe. It's all good.
So you're just perched in the passenger seat.
Yep.
You said something pretty funny before because it's dark right now when we're recording this.
Yeah.
You said something that your dad used to say to you.
He would get so, so I asked, are you okay if I turn the light on in the car, the interior? And you said, yeah, no, that's fine. And I said, because my dad would lose his mind. If we were kids and we would turn the lights on, he would almost start veering off the road. He'd be like, I can't see anything. The reflection, Lynn, I can't see anything. It's just like crazy. Did you do road trips when you were a kid?
I can hardly remember. I just remember we had this car called the Empers, and it was an MPV. You can turn the light off, by the way. Fucking hell, can't see anything.
There we go. Hang on,
there we go. That's feel better now. But yeah, we had this car called the MPV.
What is that? What sort of car?
It's like a big van.
Yeah.
Had like one of those sliding doors,
like a people mover.
Yeah,
type
it's
of
like
thing.
A people mover.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just remember going away in that. But no, I can't. No, nothing that bad.
Mm.
Nothing that's notable, except there was a time when I was a young kid that, you know, the cigarette lighter. Remember those things that you used to push in? They'd pop out.
Yeah.
I remember just being so obsessed with that thing. Mum came out once, and it was either me or my brother. We had popped the cigarette lighter out and burnt into the VL wagon, the VL Commodore wagon,
into the interior.
Cigarette burns.
We weren't really allowed to eat other than lollies. Like, Mum was the lolly police. She would have all the lollies.
She'd get the car?
Huge, Tupperware container. Fill it, to the brim. And, any time, every probably 10 minutes should be going out and getting it, reaching in, getting a sherbets and shit like that. That was the best part of the road trip, was just eating junk all the time.
Mate, we used to drive around stoned when we were young.
Mean?
Like, when we would drive around smoking weed in the car.
That's so
bad.
No,
not my family. Not with my family.
No, but as in,
when I was 16, 17, 18, I had older mates that had their cars, and so they used to never be able to test for smoking for marijuana in your system, and we would go, and it would be like a thing. We'd go for a drive, go up into the Dandenongs, park, have a joint, and
was it really dangerous? Like, would it impair your driving a lot, do you reckon?
I think they say it does.
Yeah.
But it was definitely never as bad as being pissed drinking alcohol behind the wheel.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it, though.
I don't recommend either of them.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, Australia has their own set of rules. You go to America, go to LA, you can smell going down Hollywood Boulevard, wherever, Santa Monica, just people driving past, smoking weed
but
while driving.
But is it legal to
it's legal to smoke marijuana.
If you know the answer, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. I don't think it would be legal. I don't think you'd be able to drive and smoke weed.
So you think it's like alcohol, you can only have a certain amount?
I don't think you'd be able to. Oh, I guess get what you're saying.
Because now it's legal to smoke marijuana in the state of California.
Yeah, I know, but you wouldn't think that you'd be able to drive as well.
Just a few little...
No, don't think it's a good idea. So to explain what's happening, you're listening to this on Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, everyone. I would be currently on the plane going from Singapore to London.
Fuck. There's something bad's happened as we're driving it. Because I'm driving you home to your parents' place where you're spending the night before you head to the airport.
Yeah. It's what time is it now?
It's like 8. It's 9 o'clock.
Yeah. It's
9 p.m.
9 p.m. here in Melbourne, and I just Bree finished work a few days ago, so she's been able to just sort of get ready for the big trip, going away for 4 months, and I've just gotten a call from her, and she's been vomiting for the last few hours. She's got food poisoning.
You know, as soon as you told me that, I started feeling sick.
Yeah.
But I'm not sick. But it's just that power of the mind.
Mm-hmm. It scares me. I hope she's okay. She says she's been shaking.
I've been hungover and spewing and shaking.
Yeah.
I think it's just drinking. Vomiting fucking rattles you.
Yeah.
Like, think about your system's just doing something to try and get something out.
Well, that's what I'm hoping, that she's just vomiting and she's going to get it all out.
So she's thinking it's food poisoning.
Well, yeah, she was saying that she nearly, like, she was fucking holding herself on, so like she didn't go out both ways. Like, so it's like diarrhea as well.
Oh no.
And so we're meant to be on like the best flight that we've ever been on, used all of our points to do this like once in a lifetime first class Singapore suites, and it could be like a fucking medical situation that we're going. I feel really bad for her.
Shit is just never how it's planned.
No.
Well, because planning.
Why are you so smiley about it?
No, because it's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just life.
Yeah.
You can plan for something. It's like I've got sick quite a few times before something, before like a big job that I was going to do. Like, I was going out to the Outback and I was sick just before I went to film that job. And for some reason, I came really good.
But how's this for timing, though? Like, this is crazy, the timing. This is like,
how many literally, hours? What time's your flight? 8:30 a.m.
No. It's not until maybe 10 a.m.
Okay, so it's 12 hours.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm really hoping that it's not like some sort of crazy bug and that she'll be okay. But, you know, I was sort of expecting the excitable call of, hey, I'm going to go to bed soon. I'll see you, you know.
She's been speaking to you all day.
Yeah, so she said she had a soba noodle salad just before the dentist. I think the dentist was at 3:30. And she's been feeling sick.
What'd they do to her at the dentist?
They like brushed her like retainer and stuff.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it couldn't be that.
I once watched a kid get a mouth guard in, like, you know, like the mold put in.
Yeah.
And he just projectile vomited.
Ugh, why? And why were you watching?
Oh, because my mate's dad was a dental surgeon.
It doesn't make any sense still. So, house.
Yeah, he had like a clinic at his house. And so, this is my same mate whose parents were swingers, so...
Okay. Bring the mic a bit closer to you, please.
Yeah, sure thing.
And do you remember the first time... What was your first memory of getting a injection? Do you remember that experience? I remember mine.
Fuck, I remember primary school. They used to do the vaccinations.
Yeah.
And I remember in the big hall, all the kids just lining up. And I just, all I remember is the kids who would just be screaming, yelping. Ah!
Yeah, it's no
idea. Was that you?
So I was, for whatever reason, I was sick that day that they were doing the injection. So I had to go to the doctors. And there was another kid, Kyle, who was also sick on the same day. So we went to the same doctor to get it done. And I remember I went first and it was so sore. All I did was laugh. I was like trying to mask the crying, so I just laughed, and then the doctor laughed and everyone was laughing, and so I think it made my friend think, oh, this can't be that bad, Josh is laughing. He would have been in for a fucking rude shock.
Rude awakening
when he discovered the pain that I was actually in.
Far out. So are we driving out to where you grew up? Is this...
No, so this is... So Roeville, yeah, it's not far, so I grew up sort of around the Endeavour Hills area, just sort of near Dandenong. Roeville's closer to where I sort of ended up for a lot of my high school years, which was Listerfield South. But my high school and stuff was in Endeavour Hills, which is just like a few kilometres away from Roeville. But
so this is your mum and dad's house.
Yeah. So they rent in Roeville. They're building a place in Cowes, which is Phillip Island, Cowes?
Yeah, I think it's in Phillip Island. With or the, like just before Phillip Island.
Yeah. So so we're Bree and I are staying there at the moment. Mum and Dad have gone to Europe for a month. They're doing like the whole river cruise.
Fuck.
Have you ever done a cruise?
No, I've only been on the Spirit of Tasmania, but I've thought I'd like to.
No.
But I just don't know about Bodie now. Maybe because they've got the kids clubs and shit on there. I don't know. I'm just looking for the easiest holidays.
Yeah.
And I don't know if being stuck on a boat for a week is my version of fun at the moment.
So Bree and my mum actually went on a cruise together without me.
What do you mean?
They went on a cruise. So I was at
holidaying with your boyfriend's
mum. Yeah. Mum. I was. This would have been 2012. I'd just been to Macworld, and so Mum and Bree decided, oh well, we'll do our own little trip. So that
did your mum pay for Bree?
No, they paid for each other. Like,
and so they're good friends.
Yeah. So Mum and Bree are very good friends.
Okay.
So they always go shopping together and shit like that on the weekend. Like, you know, they'd go and share a vanilla slice and have, you know, a cappuccino. It's sort of that sort of vibe. It's very,
is that what they do?
Yeah. I don't know about the vanilla slice. They definitely share some sort of treat.
And so what's it look like when they go on holiday? They stay in...
Oh, so Mum and Dad, are you talking
no,
now?
No, Bree.
I don't know. Like,
bunk beds?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they were probably in like a double room or something like that. Yeah, they were definitely, you know, that was when Bree got into, what was it? It was some sort of Toblerone cocktail. They would have one a day. That was their treat. Yeah, just a bit of a girl's, girl's
and
holiday.
Where did they actually cruise to?
Oh, they went to Numea? Is that a place? Was it near Vanuatu and all that sort of thing? Fucked if I know. I can't remember. It was sort of like blue water and shit like that.
They've had a bit of bad luck on the old cruise ships recently. Yeah, every second cruise ship you hear.
Was there like a race riot recently with a whole family or something?
No, there was a person that fell overboard.
Ah, that was fucked.
Wasn't that a suicide?
No. Was it? I thought there was a lady who was vomiting on the side, off the edge of the boat, and because the waves were so big, they got fucking dumped by a huge wave, and she went over.
But then I heard there's been at least two in the last 6 months where they've pulled in, and everybody's had gastro.
Oh. It's horrendous, isn't it? Well, that's what I was even thinking about, Mike. If this is a bug, like, I wouldn't... You know, Bree is a trip. Bree is just amazing in every situation. Like, she's the best version... In the worst scenario, she's the better than me, you know? Like, and so I just wonder, if I was to get whatever Bree would have, it would be catastrophic in every regard.
What?
I'll just shit the bed. 100% shit the bed. It would just vomit everywhere. I remember being on the Spirit of Tassie, just vomiting everywhere.
And what, feeling sorry for yourself?
Yeah, but I just so...
Is that what you say she does?
No,
she doesn't.
No,
she's...
No, but not just sorry, I just can't control my volume.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, so I'm just like... I go really, really loud. I can't silent vomit. So it's like... Like, so the whole...
I get it.
The
get
whole
it.
Spirit of Tassie was looking at me when I was motion sick. But I don't think you've shared on the podcast when you were on your honeymoon.
What happened?
Catastrophic situation. You fuck it. Your wife.
Oh, well, she was pregnant.
Yeah. And she was fucking sick, like, the whole time.
Yeah, true. I mean, yeah, she was 12 weeks pregnant and severely, morning sick. And so, but it's a different sickness because you can either, so for instance, some people get morning sickness, they're spewing a lot. That wasn't what she had. She was nauseous. So you're feeling like you're about to spew constantly. and you don't spew. Super tight. No, but when she did spew was when there was movement. So we're in a car right now and it's like bumping about. We were on a bus and that just set her off. And then she's spewing into a bag on the plane, like
cars, trains. This is at all okay? It sounds terrible.
No, it's a weird thing because it's this continuous state of feeling ill, but it's not like...
Isn't that worse, though?
She's not contagious. It's like a bunch of... It doesn't... I mean, for her, it was hell. She looked like she was in hell.
No, so what are you saying? What was it okay for, you not getting sick?
No, because there would be moments where she would feel better.
Yeah, but that's like saying, like, that's like being motion sick 80% of the time and 20% feeling okay.
Yeah, look, we fucked our honeymoon. We hadn't planned it well.
Not the sort of fucking you want on the honeymoon.
No.
You were getting fucked, and so was Amy. So what was the... So you were telling me, man, you've got a horrendous... I'm saying horrendous and catastrophic a lot, aren't I? You've got a bad cough.
No, it's actually fine. It's getting much better.
We've been recording. Just to give you an idea, we wanted to make sure that we continued this podcast 5 days a week.
Well, that is the goal. And we wanted to make sure that we at least had one special guest.
Every week for while I'm away.
Yeah.
So how many have we got? So we've got about 11, 10 or 11.
Yeah.
So that will give us 11 weeks. What's that? That's 2.5 months. So we're going to, I don't know what we're going to do once we've gone through. I think once we've gotten 2.5 months, we'll have found a real rhythm.
Worked
with
it out.
And then we'll be able to.
Unless you get kidnapped.
Yeah, hopefully not. Oh, I was just thinking, over 3 months, I mean, this isn't the way that you want to live your life, but I was thinking, in 3 months, shit's going to go wrong.
Nah.
Why?
I think you just got to be smart. Traveling, you have to be street smart. Don't put yourself... Like, you can feel... When you were traveling, you can feel a situation when it's not... When it's not kosher.
Yeah.
Like, you can feel the energy in a situation. Just don't put yourself in those. I mean, you're going to Italy.
Mm.
It's mostly fine. Italy's fine.
Yeah.
There's gypsies everywhere. Just fucking watch your shit.
Yeah.
You do have to just be extra vigilant on your stuff. London, perfect. I mean...
I'm actually excited for Eastern Europe and stuff the most.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably where you... It's a bit... But, like, who was saying recently they... Everywhere you go, even the places that are a bit sus, the people, you'll connect with people.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, yeah, it's like when I went to Pakistan everywhere. And stuff like that. Super nice. But even nice people in desperate situations will try and rob you.
Yeah.
Or not even in sort of a malicious... Why are you going so slow? What's the speed limit?
There's a red light camera here.
But what's the speed limit? So it's camera? 80. You're going...
Oh, fuck.
You're going
right,
70.
Sorry. Jeez, sorry, mate.
That's okay. That's all right.
I know you want to get home, save your missus.
This is fun. Do you talk about a bit of nostalgia. Do you see where we're about to go past?
Where are we?
You wouldn't know. We're about to go past Monash Clayton, aren't we?
What about it? Oh, fucking oath. We've already been past it.
Oh,
I looked at the entrance. So Josh and I met years ago. What year do you think that it would have been?
2009?
2009. Josh and I met and...
9 years ago.
Yeah.
It might have been 2008. I think it was 2009. Yeah.
James, who we talk about on this podcast a bit.
Conspiracy theorist guy.
He had a company with a bunch of dudes that ran events and sold tickets and merchandise at like university O weeks. Or they ran events at O weeks,
mm-hmm.
Which get thousands and thousands of kids. And so they had Josh on as the video guy. Do they pay you for that?
Yeah, $400.
I didn't even get paid. And so really? I was the person doing the presenting in the video.
Mm.
I think I conned them into letting me do that.
Really?
I can't even remember. I was like, oh. I think I used to just hustle and write emails to people. Like, yeah, if you want me to do presenting, just fully wing it.
Yeah. I remember it was funny. We're being reminiscing heaps because... obviously, yeah, I was working with James, you know, as a freelancer through all of the that sort of stuff like 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
And so now, like, we've got this completely different relationship. He knew me as just this contractor who was doing video work, and now, you know, he's your best mate, and you know, you and I are really close, and so it's a, and we're in the same office building.
Yeah,
it's a fun vibe. But we've been
so weird.
Yeah, but we've been talking about that whole the experiences around it, and we have a good laugh at our mate Ed Goldner, who you grew up with, and who is a cinematographer who I worked with a bunch when I was younger, or a couple of times. And Ed's gone on to do amazing stuff. He does all the Kimbra. Is it Kimbra? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, he does heaps of TV commercials. Yeah, heaps of TV commercials.
Want to settle down. A good song. But does like all the, like a bunch of sick music videos, TVCs, all that sort of thing. But he did... We're having a good laugh at... remember he did the O-Week... I did an O-Week video and he did one. And he went super artsy. And it was like he was using this old camera for the people playing at home who are video people who have been doing it for a little while. It was the EX1. And he was just getting all of these shots of like... you know, I was getting stuff of... You know, the craziness of O-Week and people on trampolines and people doing dumb shit.
I remember
shit
that
and,
trampoline.
Yeah, and buddy Ed was getting like these beautiful artsy shots where he was zooming in on catalogs, like programs that were sitting on the desk. But I just remember James's business partner just being like, just couldn't understand what was going on.
See, that video would probably fly right now. It'd yeah. probably be better. Everyone's looking for the depth.
Man, I'd love to find that O-Week video. That would be amazing.
So that was the first time Josh and I worked together. Yeah. I would have been 20, yeah. 19, 20.
Yeah, I would have been 18. You would have been 20.
I can't even really remember you. I just remember our interaction. But I don't remember your face and all of that for some reason.
I just remember, yeah, there was you and two girls who were just sort of hanging on, just chilling out the whole day. And
the weird thing is, half the guests that we've had on, we've mutually been friends separately or had interactions or workings with in separate capacities.
Yeah.
Even though we never even really connected until a couple of years ago.
Well, maybe that's the exciting thing about like what we're doing is that we have lived these separate lives and now it's all connecting, but we sort of... Even after the O-Week thing, we ended up working at the same radio station and sort of having the same contacts. But because we're so different, a lot of the people that I gelled with, you didn't necessarily gel with that much. And the people that you gel with, I don't necessarily didn't gel with. So now we've got these like interesting... You're fucking coughing a lot. We've got these sort of interesting crossovers.
It is funny how, how... life works. You people come back into your life, and you cross you cross over.
Yeah. What do you think? What's I mean, not to make it about me. What do you think it's going to be like? What do you think it's going to be like not having me annoying you for 4 months? Where do you reckon you'll feel the difference? I guess it's probably you probably won't feel it.
It'll be quite pleasant.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean, I'm fucking handful to be around, but so are you. Yeah. So I think it is that.
It'll be interesting because we've been in each other's pockets for the last 8 months. Is that a cop car just there?
Yeah, what is that thing?
Yeah, it's a fucking... Are they checking... So it wouldn't be amazing if they pulled us over?
Yeah. Just get them on the podcast.
I don't think they'd pull you over for holding a microphone, would they?
I don't know.
I was...
I'll tell you what, if you want to get through a trip quickly, we've nearly done... How many minutes?
We've done 23 minutes. We're nearly... We've driven from St Kilda to nearly Roeville. I really hope Bree's feeling okay.
But, yeah, doing a podcast while you're in the car.
So the reason that we've been pretty exhausted or maybe sounding a bit boring is because there's a lot of shows that are coming out every Friday for the next couple of months... That's where all our energy went.
Yeah.
So the Fridays...
Really fucking good chats, though. Yeah. I'm really proud of them.
Yeah.
Really interesting people.
Yeah, we've
so
got...
So fascinating.
Christian Hull, someone that we've got coming up. We've got Sam Mack just on this week on Friday. We've got a guy named Mick Hall, who you might not know his name, but he's spent some time in jail.
So fascinating. And we drove past the prison today that he was in, which is now a luxury apartment. Luxury? Well, there is luxury apartment. No, well, there's an apartment.
What we saw wasn't luxury.
Yeah, they were older style, but it's called the Pentridge Prison, which is on the outskirts of... It's out of the CBD of Melbourne, quite far out. It's one of the first real high-security prisons in Melbourne. Old school, housed like Chopper, who was a notorious criminal of Melbourne, and he was in there with Chopper. He was mates with Chopper at that time.
Really?
Well, they were probably in similar divisions.
For people who know Roeville, we're on Wellington Road, about to go past Stud Road.
Did you ever go into that place? What's that called?
It's like a pub.
The Graziers.
No, I don't think so. Like,
no, you were in a pub.
It's funny, isn't it? Like when you start going into the suburbs, I feel like I'm overseas or I'm in the US or something. The roads get bigger. The signs get bigger, the restaurants get bigger. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, there's more space out here.
Yeah. Do you think that you'll always live in the city, or what's the?
I could have a house an hour out, I think, at some point.
Do you reckon you would ever live there though, or would it be always somewhere?
No, I always would like to have somewhere to a base in the city.
Yeah.
So until I can really do that.
Yeah, you don't want to be. Yeah, I mean, it's fine living in the suburbs. So you're going to want to turn left here.
Yeah, you've got to make all the maps up, fucking hell.
Yeah. Exciting news for people who have CarPlay. You have an install. I don't know when it's actually happening, but I saw, Trevor Long would be all across this, but they started. You got to watch your speed along here.
Sorry.
It's only 40. He's going 50.
45.
CarPlay, they're getting Google Maps. Because remember, they used to only have Apple Maps, which is what we're using at the moment. But Apple Maps is shit.
It gets me from A to B.
Nah, it's constantly a bit off when it comes to directions and things like that. Which, to be honest, that's the main point of the whole... the map thing.
We are really in the burbs out here, aren't we?
Yeah. We won't see any kangaroos or anything like that. But,
you know when you go to the airport tomorrow?
Yeah.
To the right when you're going into the airport in Melbourne, and if you're coming into Melbourne, then you're driving to the city on the left-hand side, there is a flock of kangaroos that frequent. It is so fucking cool. I think for people who are visiting Melbourne, it's like if you've come to Australia for the first time and you chose Melbourne as your destination and you're seeing a flock of kangaroos just as you leave the airport, fucking Australia.
It'd be pretty amazing.
Australia.
Where I used to live in Listerfield South, we were next to Churchill Park, National Park, and kangaroos everywhere. But real, they're fucking nasty. You got to be careful. Really big, like 7 foot tall type of deal. Yeah, like when we were kids, our parents would be like, be careful, don't go. Because if you taunt them or whatever, they would chase, like we've been chased before by kangaroos.
The teacher at school, there was a rumour, Miss Goddard, she smashed a kangaroo with a camera.
Keep going.
Smashed
straight
the face of a kangaroo with a camera.
What
because
sort of
it was
camera?
It was beating right her here. Kid. Ugh. It was
like an old school film camera.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The kangaroo was attacking the kid.
Just this driveway here.
Yeah, got it. Right, all right, mate. Fucking hell.
Perfect.
And so she bashed it over the head because it was hurting her kid.
Did she ever make? Did you say she made the news?
No, she didn't make the news, but she was top topic to talk about at school.
Mate, we've arrived in Roeville and
record time.
Yeah, you'll be listening to this on Wednesday, and tomorrow I'll be in London.
Coming to you live from London. Well, at least on the day that you're in London.
Yeah,
we'll be
recording
putting it out.
So if you've got any thoughts on stuff that you want us to sort of focus on, because it's going to be a different show. It'll be a little bit different. I think we try and make it as sort of close to the normal shtick as possible.
I think it will be.
But I just, I have no idea what to expect. Like, I just don't understand how we've still got fucking stuff to talk about. You know what I mean?
Like 100, like, how many episodes have we done?
We've done, this is 117.
Holy shit.
But the thing is that it's like, you then include all the guest type stuff. It's like, I'm all talked out. It's gonna be great. Like, me being on a plane right now, I'm probably chilling, just thinking, having time to think. Just think how much we're gonna have to talk about when we haven't spent. Tommy and I in the last week.
we've been working for the last 10 days straight.
Just together. And talking and being. If we're not doing work, we are doing the podcast. And so just this little, this next couple of flights should get us in the mood for another discussion.
All right.
It's a Doe Talk Show, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow, Thursday. I hope you're having a great one. It's The Daily Talk Show. Remember, send us emails, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Bye. Hang on. It's really hard to see. This is why you need the light on.
Oh, you can't see shit.
There we go. And bye. Perfect.